KSRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden says he will accept the outcome of his son's criminal case and will continue to respect the judicial process. The president made the statement after jurors convicted Hunter Biden on all three felony counts in his federal gun case in Delaware. Special Counsel David Weiss says this case underlined the rule of law.
No one in this country is above the law. Everyone must be accountable for their actions, even this defendant. However, Hunter Biden should be no more accountable than any other citizen convicted of this same conduct.
The jury started its deliberations Monday afternoon and deliberated for about 3 hours before returning the verdict. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Hiowa Panjwani reports on a recorded conversation with conservative Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito at the Supreme Court's Historical Society's annual dinner last week.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito was heard questioning whether compromise between the left and right is possible in a conversation posted on social media. The conservative justice is also heard agreeing with a woman who says the United States should return to a place of godliness. The audio was posted on X by liberal filmmaker Lauren Windsor. Alito is heard saying,
I mean, there can be a way of living together peacefully, but it's difficult, you know, because there are differences on fundamental things that really can't be compromised.
Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
Police thwarting attempts by pro-Palestinian demonstrators to set up a new encampment at the University of California, Los Angeles. Previous camps at L.A. were cleared after an attack by counter-protesters this spring. 25 people were arrested. This is SRN News. A Texas doctor being sued by the government.
Dr. Ethan Haim is a surgeon at Children's Hospital in Houston, and he told journalist Christopher Rufo about that facility's practice of carrying out sex change operations on children. Now he's been indicted by the Justice Department for allegedly violating parts of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. The hospital claims to have stopped performing the operations in 2022, but Dr. Haim says they continue secretly. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A liberal judge who previously represented Planned Parenthood in an abortion case has entered the race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Majority control of the battleground state's highest court is at stake. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford launched her campaign on Monday to succeed retiring liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. The election next spring with the court's liberal 4-3 majority on the line. This is SRN News. The World Bank has upgraded its outlook for the global economy.
The World Bank is estimating the global economy will expand 2.6% this year on the strength of sustained growth in the United States. The bank's latest outlook marks an increase from the 2.4% growth for 2024. It had predicted in January, and it would match the global economy's 2.6% expansion in 2023. But the agency cautioned that global growth remains sluggish by past standards.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Russia and its ally Belarus launching a second stage of drills intended to train their troops in tactical nuclear weapons, part of the Kremlin's efforts to discourage the West from ramping up support for Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Kremlin has expressed outrage after the French president says he doesn't exclude deploying troops to Ukraine. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.